You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, we'll find out how psychologists in Madison are helping treat adolescents with a condition that was once seen as untreatable.
First, government investment in research carried out in colleges and universities began under President Franklin Roosevelt. He was looking to continue the innovation and advances that came out of World War II.
And in the last few months, the nation and the world have seen marches for science and climate change, marches attended by hundreds of thousands of people.
But with competing priorities for governmental funding, there have been cuts proposed to some of the main research agencies, and that could have a serious impact on research for institutions like UW-Madison, which receive significant funding through those programs.
Rebecca Blank is chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She and vice chancellor for research and graduate education at UW-Madison, Marcia Malik, recently wrote an opinion piece for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel titled Strengthen the Government Science Partnership. Chancellor Blank, thank you for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
You recently signed onto a statement by presidents and chancellors from 60 public and private research universities, and you made the case for the importance of investing in research. Why did you and your colleagues feel that it was important to make that case right now?
So at this particular moment in time, there are proposals in the federal budget to very substantially cut the research dollars that the federal government gives to universities. We've had a, 60, 70-year partnership between research universities and the federal government by which they fund the basic scientific research, which in turn results in the new technologies of the future. And the current federal proposals are deep enough cuts that I think all of us who signed that letter believe that it fundamentally threatens that partnership.
Can you give us a sense of how the last few decades have been for federal support for research? What have you seen happen to funding?
So federal support for research depends a little in what area you're talking about. In general, over the last number of decades, federal support of research has increased. Now, expenses on research have increased, and so I wouldn't be able to do an inflation-adjusted calculation of that. But that increase has gone heavily into a whole variety of health-related areas. There's actually some very good research on this, the extent to which basic scientific research on things like heart disease and cancer and other factors have really changed treatments over time in a way that's resulted in far more lives saved or, you know, longer lives and better lives of many, many Americans. Similarly, there's been increases in the sort of research that goes into computer sciences, as that field has just exploded. And much of that research funded now 20 and 30 years ago, even 40, was fundamental to the sort of software that exists inside those phones that you carry around with you every day, or the GPS systems that allow people to identify where they're going and, you know, where they want to be. So you see these this very basic science work, which over time has resulted in changes to technology that have made our lives better. And that is to say, it's an important partnership.
Has there been research, though, that's been left behind? Those have been the advances, but what's been left behind?
So here's the problem. When you're funding basic science, you don't know what 20 years from now is going to be useful and what isn't. Basic science is about trying to explain the world, right? How do our bodies work? How does the solar system work? How do things mechanically interact with each other? What sort of metals or oils or how do you do a much more efficient software algorithm that lets you speed up certain processes? You cannot today, when you look at, you know, if I'm going to fund someone doing interesting work on the human body, tell you that this will guaranteed result in a reduction in cancers 20 years from now. What I can tell you is that in the past, that type of investment has repaid itself. And I think the estimates are something like 5 and 6 times. You know, I'm particularly talking about the health sciences here. So that while any one research project always has uncertainty about it, the funding the federal government has done over time has had an enormous positive impact on people and on the economy.
And you make the case for us why the federal government, instead of, say, private enterprises, should invest heavily in research, because we're talking about taxpayer dollars here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's often a question of why doesn't industry pay for this? And the issue is industry is very good at paying for applied science. Once they know that I want to make a battery that does A, B, and C, they will themselves hire a group of researchers to focus on making A, B, and C happen, right? But if you want someone to say, how do you build a battery that runs on something entirely different than the batteries we've been using? Industry isn't going to fund that, because when you do that type of research, it's, you know, there's all sorts of ideas. Some of them work, some of them don't. And industry tends to be very focused on funding something that we think we can apply in the next 2 to 3 to 5 years. Basic research is rarely that immediately applicable. And what you can show is that basic science research, whether in the health area, the mechanical area, the computer area, has enormous long-term gains. But the results tend to be very generalizable. It's not clear who's going to take advantage of it, which company, which industry will most benefit. And as a result, no one company is going to pay that bill. I mean, it's a classic problem of it's sort of a public good to do basic science research. And the results of that over time will reach a point that industry will grab it and go with it. I mean, you see, for instance, pharma, the big pharmaceutical companies, taking ideas when they're at a certain point in the lab. But the big pharmaceutical companies have no interest whatsoever in funding the really basic molecule-level research that is required for you to get to a point where you have something that the pharmaceutical industry wants to work with.
We're talking right now with UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank about the role of research at universities, both public and private, and she recently wrote an op-ed piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that lays out a case that government-funded research is in America's best interest. And Chancellor Blank, the National Institutes of Health is getting a $2 billion boost in funding in the bipartisan spending plan that keeps the government running through the end of September. But this goes against what President Trump had wanted to do to NIH, was to reduce its budget for the rest of the fiscal year. I'm wondering, how do research organizations like universities, like the NIH, adjust to the volatility of funding and the politics that surround these decisions?
Well, you know, it's a very real problem, because most of these research projects are, you know, 2, 5, sometimes even 10 and 20 year projects before they come to fruition. And when, you know, research dollars go up and down, you have very serious issues of attracting and keeping, particularly your young scientists, who you want to bring in and give some stable funding to so they can reach a point in their careers that, you know, that they're really doing successful work. What has been true is that particularly the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, has had huge bipartisan support by both Democrats and Republicans, and I think some of that is because of its real history of success in coming, you know, funding things that over time really make a difference to human health and to the health of this country. So that there's been a real reluctance, you know, certainly in this last round of funding to cut the NIH, and in fact they put more money into it. I don't know what's going to happen in this next budget that's coming out this week. That budget is going to propose very deep cuts in energy research, in funding, in probably ag research, certainly in healthcare research, and you know, we'll see where the bipartisan support for this holds. It's going to be a very interesting thing to watch for those of us who care about the ways in which basic research fuels the economy and fuels the future of America. It's a very concerning thing to watch.
Turning to the UW, what are some of the areas in which UW is excelling in research that is independent on government funding?
Well, we are one of the top universities in the world in terms of biological-related research, and that's everything from medical research to plants to animals, and partly because we have on our campus both all of the health sciences, the medical school, public health, nursing, and pharmacy. We also have the veterinary medical school, and we have a wonderful College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. And they interact in all sorts of ways. Not a lot of other schools have all of those units on one single campus. And that has given us an enormous advantage. Now, that's funded in part by the USDA, by the Agricultural Department. It's funded in part by NIH and the National Institutes of Health. It's funded in part by a variety of other places. The National Science Foundation is a funder. The Energy Department is a funder of some of this. So we get money from a lot of different places and put it, I think, to very good use. And it's a very competitive field. We wouldn't get that money if we hadn't been putting it to good use. I think it's something like for every $100 in research proposals that these organizations get, they only fund about $8 to $10 worth. So it's very, very competitive to get this money.
Is it also effective for you to diversify where your funding has come from? So in case some funding drops out, albeit whether it's federal or something else, that you're able to do some quick maneuvering in order to keep the research going?
Well, you know, as I indicated earlier, outside the federal government, there is almost nobody who wants to put big money into basic science research. That has always been a federal university partnership. So when the federal dollars fall, there's large amounts of research on this campus that we could not find other funding for. Now, we do also have quite a bit of funding from industry, but that tends to be much more applied and focused on very specific things that are already ways down the road as opposed to just the basic science.
Finally, what do you hope to see come out of advocacy efforts like this statement that you signed, you and dozens of colleagues across the country?
Well, we want to raise concerns about the potential impact of these very large budget cuts in research. You know, one way of saying this, if you want to look at this as a market, other countries in the last 10 to 20 years have hugely increased their investments in basic science research, mostly at their own universities. And they're doing that because they've looked at the United States and looked at the ways in which our basic science research here has fueled our leadership in the world economy now for five, six, seven decades. They want to repeat that inside their countries. If we're cutting back on our research, they're simply going to surge forward. And when you come along 30 and 40 years from now and saying, who's on the front edge of health changes, of new technologies, it's not going to be the United States. It's going to be other countries that have continued and deepened their funding. So, I mean, this is a really basic competitive issue for the United States and its world leadership.
Chancellor Blank, thank you for speaking with us today.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Rebecca Blank is Chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She joined us to talk about a statement that she and other college and university officials published recently that calls for continued federal investment in research.